Happy New Year from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I love to help people with their landscapes, with their gardening questions, and you can do that right now. We are going to have a great show today. If you missed our New Year's Eve special, we want to just encourage you to go to iHeartRadio app, and you can find the Happy New Year show, and you can click on it and listen to it, Lizzie.
Yes, you can.
And so I want to wish you, Lizzie, and Brooke a Happy New Year. We have Brooke with us today.
Yes.
And so we're just passing on the family legacy.
Yeah, so well, it's so funny because she grew up in radio, so yeah, so she's got full experience of being around the behind the scenes, and you know, when she was little, hanging out in the studio when she was little, but yeah, so
that's wonderful to have her here. And so we have a lot of great information for you today and a fun show. You're not going to want to miss our guest today. We're very excited. We have the popular stars of the big hit on PBS called Garden Fit. Mm-hmm. And it combines exercise and gardening. So we're going to be talking to Madeline Hooper and Jeff Hughes. And they're going to be with us in just a wee bit. But I wanted to tell you to start right off getting back into the gardening. And it's great weather. It's a little cool today. It'll be wonderful for what to do in your landscape. And so I'm hoping that some of the New Year goals that you would like to do in your landscape is one is conserve water. We need to protect our water supply. We're not running out of water. Okay. Well, the earth will never run out of water. It goes, you know, comes down as rainfall, evaporates back up into the air, comes back down again. What we're running out of is cheap, potable water. We need to be good stewards of it and use it only as necessary. And so we're just blessed in Florida that we have an abundance of rainfall for the year. Most states, you know, out west, they maybe get, you know, 1 inch to 6 inches of rain a year. And we get over 45 to 50 inches of rain a year, depending on our hurricanes. And so we just need to be very good stewards of it. So one of the goals that I would love for you to do is to make sure that we don't need to use the supplemental irrigation. And so get a rain gauge. Hopefully maybe you got one for Christmas and see how much rain you received in the week. So if you received a half an inch to an inch of water a week during the winter time or once every 7 to 10 days, there's no need to use the irrigation. Okay. And in the summertime, there's no need to use irrigation at all anyway. Then also, too, I want you to check your water bill for your outdoor water usage. That's going to give you an idea if you're using it wisely or you're just spending money that you don't need to spend. And that means that check your water bill. If you're using 5,000 to 7,000 gallons of water, hey, I'll give you 10,000 gallons of water a month. You know, that's going to be reasonable, especially for a large lot. If you've got a zero lot line, 5,000 to 7,000 is good. But if you're using 10, 20, 30,000 gallons of water a month, you just need to step away from the garden hose and also from the irrigation system. Shut it down. You're watering way too much. And it's just, you're causing more disease and insect issues. Also, too, if you just walk your yards on a regular basis at least once a week, and that way you can catch a small problem before it becomes a major problem. Learn what your yard looks like when it's healthy. And then if you see it growing, you can do some, you know, just really natural ways to control problems, either, you know, not too much watering or to take the insects and maybe you can just knock them into a bucket of soapy water. Or cut the branch off and then you're rid of the insects without having to use very harsh chemicals. But sometimes if you let it go too long, your only solution is to use a stronger pesticide. And that's not bad, but it's just sometimes it's unnecessary. This is also time to spot kill patches of weeds. We have our winter weeds and we have our summer weeds. And so now's the time to use a selective herbicide for your lawn type that's going to take care of that issue. If you want to have a green yard all year round and mow, you can be planting ryegrass seed now. And that's easily done. I don't know why you want to mow, but if you do, you know, sometimes get out of the house and go mow the lawn. You know, it'll be a little bit of exercise. And so just plant that ryegrass seed. If you have the ornamental grasses in your yard, like the red fountain grass or the white fountain grass or the pampas grass, and it's turned brown, leave the seed heads for just another month. That's going to be a good food resource and nesting resource for birds and wildlife. And, you know, at the end of the month, you can cut it back. But right now, just leave them. And I'll tell you when to do that, too. Also, the trees are really bare right now. Oak leaves are being dropped. And so we see the oak trees, and it's, we can see the areas, the branches and the limbs that are dead. This is a great time to be pruning your trees because we can see them so well without all the leaves on it.
Yes.
Very easy to get to.
It was raining oak leaves the other day. Like, I went and got my truck washed, and then all of a sudden I walked out, like 5 minutes later, truck was covered with oak leaves. I'm like, what? I wasn't even near an oak tree. I was like, where did this?
Well, the thing is that, you know, here in Florida, our leaves drop twice a year for certain species, and oak trees is one of them. They drop them in January, and they drop them in September and October there. So, you know, that's just the way it is. And so we don't get a large fall, but we get a lot of dropped leaves there. Also, too, if you haven't taken down your Christmas tree or still have that live one, save it and put it on a compost pile. Let, you know, animals use it as a resource for nesting. Or you can put it down by the lake, and it helps, you know, control the waves too, as very easily there. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow, winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Last November, I had the opportunity to meet our guests at the University of Florida Master Gardener State Conference. Our next guests were the keynote speakers and such a big hit with all the Master Gardeners that I wanted to have you meet them. Featured on the New York Times, Southern Living, The Gardening, The Guardian, and all just so many different other media outlets like The Cultivating Place. Garden Fit is the hit national public television series with co-hosts and executive producers Madeline Hooper and Jeff Hughes. Welcome, Madeline and Jeff. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
Good morning.
New Year.
Thank you for joining me this morning. Now, your show combines two activities, exercise and gardening, but it's so much more. Describe Garden Fit to all our viewers.
Well, we created Garden Fit to showcase beautiful gardens across America and their inspirational gardeners, as well as to teach people how to take care of their bodies using better techniques and developing better habits while taking care of their garden and anything else they found themselves doing in life.
So how did you meet Jeff and Madeline?
Well,
you want to take this?
Yeah, well, I'll just started. A dear friend of mine saw Jeff three times because of a gift certificate his wife gave him. And 2 years later, I was asking him about a trainer to help me with my aches and pains from gardening, and he referred me to Jeff, and Jeff changed my life.
Wow, that's
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Jeff, that's wonderful. Is it normal to have aches and pains of gardening or really any activity, Jeff?
Well, you know, it's normal to have a little ache and pain after doing anything physical, but those aches and pains really shouldn't carry over into recurring chronic aches and pains.
Okay, so at what age do gardeners, do they need to, you recommend warming up before gardening and stretching. At what age should that start?
Birth. Early after. Honestly, no matter what your age, it's absolutely important to always warm up your body before using it.
Okay. And so, you know, so what kind of exercises can you do at birth?
Well, you know, I guess what I'm getting at is when you know you're going to do something, let's say you're going to go prune, so your arms are up in the air, you know you're going to be reaching up and stretching your shoulders and back. Just warm up your shoulders and your back a little bit before you start doing that. You know, warm it up and then go grab your tools and then start doing it. And your body, it just creates a lot of blood flow, synovial fluid and all that, that protects your shoulders and your joints. Your joints dry out sometimes at night, and then they just need to be literally, they call it warming up, but you're just, it's just like put a little WD-40 in there before you use it.
I need to do that because it takes me like 5 minutes to straighten up when I get out of bed in the morning. So I understand that feeling. So Madeline, what can gardeners do that they're used to doing before they start working in the garden?
Okay, well, the most important thing is to important thing is to start planning what you want to accomplish. Really have a list of activities in mind. And then gather all the appropriate tools that you'll need. I always add a few more to make sure I'm very efficient. And so whether you're pruning, weeding, or planting, you have what you need when you set out.
Yeah, and then just to add on to that, like I was just saying, and now that you know what you're doing, you have a good indication of what joints and muscles should be warmed up, thereby making sure you're warming up your most important gardening tool, Teresa, your body.
I think that's a great phrase, and everyone should keep that in mind, because we are the tool that, you know, works out in the garden, and we just need to take care of it. I appreciate that so much. So what are some of the common mistakes that gardeners make?
Well, there are really many, but there are three major garden mistakes, and we have garden fit fixes for each one of them.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yes.
Okay, so three. So one would be getting up and down off the ground, and we have this thing called the armchair for that. Number two would be allowing incorrect posture, like slumping or something like that, to cause injury, and we have a fix for that called a seesaw. And the third one is just repetitive movement that causes unneeded wear and tear. You know, it just doesn't need to happen.
And Jeff has developed something really fun, which we call the county fair for that. And you can see these on our social media, like Instagram and so forth. We have really wonderful instructional videos there teaching all of the fixes in beautiful gardens.
I think that's great, because these videos are very useful and they're fun to watch. Now, Tony, over the Christmas holidays, I got for Christmas a beautiful greenhouse, glass greenhouse, and Tony is restoring it. And his wrists and his back, he was taking the rust off, and he worked on it for several hours with his wrist and hand, you know, brushing the rust off this greenhouse. So, Jeff, what kind of exercise could he do, or what should he have done to warm up? Because he was really uncomfortable a couple of days afterwards.
Well, you know, I think we could probably just take that last fix, the county fair, and apply it to Tony. The county fair was developed. You can think of when you go to a county fair, you get on a ride, and after you get off that ride, you go to another ride, and after that, you go to another ride. And so after a while, you circle back to the other ride, and so you're giving yourself a variety of different activities you're doing while you're at the county fair. So if you take what you're doing in the garden, so for Tony, he was doing a lot of standing and stuck with his wrists.
Right.
And really standing.
Yeah.
All the rest of it.
Yeah, and then what was the other thing he was doing?
He was, you know, lifting and carrying, but it was mainly just sitting and just really applying pressure with his hands.
Yeah, so if you take the county fair approach, if there's nothing wrong with sitting and standing, but after about 30 minutes of that, your wrist is starting to get a little worn out. So stop. Go do something else for 30 minutes so your wrist has a chance to recover from that repetitive motion, and then come back and do another 30 minutes of that. So in other words, I mentioned this on the Rennie show. If I rub my finger on your hand for like a minute or two, it would be annoying. If I kept rubbing my finger on your hand for a day, it would be sore. If I did it for a week, there would be a hole in your hand. So there's nothing wrong with rubbing my finger on your hand. It's just a matter of how long. Yeah, we need to take breaks and come back so we don't wear and tear.
And I must just add, Teresa, that for gardeners, I found this, you know, welcoming, because it does exactly what Jeff is suggesting. You stop using a muscle group and you can go back to it, you know, an hour later and it's all fresh again. But so many of us, probably like your husband, wanted to finish that task.
Yeah.
But you really have to get into your mind that it is so much better and more efficient to break it up.
That makes so much sense. I really do appreciate that. Now, go ahead.
Madeline had a hard time with that when you started, right?
You
were fighting it. Like, I want to do this. We'll finish this.
I would go out and want to just weed an entire bed. Now I make sure that I weed, prune, and also perhaps dig in it. And it looks so much better when I'm done anyway. So.
That's
very useful.
That's great. Now, on your show, which is wonderful, you visit farms and estates and then just very normal yards and gardens. So how do you select where you visit and who you interview?
Well, it was a wonderful job because there's so many wonderful places to visit, but we had three specific criteria. First, we wanted gardeners that really get their hands in the dirt and garden every day, because those people clearly have aches and pains that do come along with gardening, if you don't know how to be gardening with. And we wanted a diverse group of guest gardeners of all different ages. In fact, we had gardeners from age 30 to 95 and a different background. And we wanted to visit private gardens so our viewers could see a variety of garden design styles, techniques, and gardening conditions. So that would be fun.
So what are some of the places that you did visit? What are the states that you went to and saw the gardens?
Well, we actually went to 13 different states, right, Jeff?
No, it was 13 different gardens.
13 different gardens.
There were three. We covered California pretty well. We did Southern, we did San Diego, where were we? Middle State. Where was George's place?
Oh, in Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, yeah.
And then we were up north.
And then we're way up north in Kelseyville. So we did three in California, but it was kind of like going to three different states.
The coast, we visited a little bit more, but we really did go to about eight or nine for sure, yeah. Different states. And, you know, again, just the variety of plants that people use in these different planting conditions was exciting to see. That was fun.
I can just imagine. So now you are providing as Garden Fit, you're providing Garden Fit workshops nationwide. So tell us what people will get in these workshops.
Well, we bring to the stage exactly what you see on our Garden Fit television show, encompassing the whole season, all 13 episodes. Madeline showcases the diversified design approaches like she's just talking about and garden tips from our guest gardeners. And we both really enjoy the chance to explain and demonstrate the fitness principles that were so successful on each and every show.
As well as teaching during the group fixes for the entire audience that they inevitably take home and pass forward.
That's great. So how can my listeners watch Garden Fit?
Go to our website. It's so easy there because we have links to our show streaming online. And we also have links to our social platforms. So we love everyone to follow us.
Okay, so your website is GardenFit, www.gardenfit.fit, not com, but fit. That's GardenFit.fit.
Exactly.
All right, and so do you have any New Year garden resolutions?
Yes. Well, my resolution is to get out and enjoy nature as much as possible.
I'm not the gardener, but... this might apply to your gardeners as well. I always like to pick two things to learn new for each year. We always binge watch Garden Fit.
I love that. Binge watch Garden Fit, and I'm going to do that too as well. Jeff and Madeline, the superstars of Garden Fit on your local PBS station, thank you so much for being on Better Lawns and Gardens today. I've so enjoyed getting to know you, and yes, it will be Garden Fit for me in 23. So check out. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Teresa.
All right. Bye-bye. That's gardenfit.fit, not com. It's gardenfit, one word, gardenfit.fit, F-I-T, or just Google Garden Fit, and you will find them. The show is just delightful and inspirational. And, you know, as we're getting older, we do need to take care of our bodies and stretch and warm up. So it's a great show for everyone. Let's take a break right now. It's the perfect time to get on board. Call and text your gardening questions from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542, 802-341-4542, 802-341-4542, that's 802-341-4542.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a gardening question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. Tell them to call in with their garden questions so I can help them too. Call me at 1-888-455-2967, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And if you missed any of today's show, you can hear Better Lawns and Gardens on betterlawns.com. And on the iHeartRadio app, and then also on audioboom.com, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. We're just out there. Just Google Better Lawns and Gardens.
This is true.
We're everywhere. And so you can also find our Better Lawns and Gardens page on Facebook. And just like us and give us 5 stars. That would be so wonderful. So lots of great questions here. So I have, I have Regina with Port St. Joe. She is in Zone 9B within a mile of the Gulf. That's very good. Great information, Regina. She used pipe insulation to protect her plumeria. Very good. And does she need to remove it between the frost? No. Right now, with the cold weather that we're having with plumeria and with 9B, it's pretty sensitive. You can leave the insulation on right now. As long as it's getting sunlight to the top leaves, that's going to be just fine. How about tree protectors? The shade cloth, but the frost cloth, yes, you can take that off right now. Just keep mindful. Watch the weather. If it's going to get down below, I would say 45 degrees, 45 to 50 degrees for plumeria, I would put it on, okay? Only because they're just such a tropical plant and where you are located, I think that would be the best. So Cool Daddy's tomatoes in his class garden got taken out by the cold snap. We're sorry to hear that, Cool Daddy.
Right.
But before the breaks, the kids made cuttings from the plants we could not cover, and they're growing in our classroom and getting ready for spring. Lizzie, give him my email address and tell him to send me pictures.
I will.
I'm going to meet him in the springtime just in the next few weeks.
Ooh.
And I'd love to come out there and see what he's got going when he gets it in the ground.
Oh, I'm super excited to hear about this.
Yeah, so Cool Daddy, do that. And I would love to see it. That's great. So Ira Sherman, he attached a photo of his banana tree in his front yard that got zapped. He says it's not looking so good from the cold weather. He did wrap some of his plants, but he didn't wrap his banana tree. He watered it a little bit every day as it's nice and sunny. Any suggestions on what I should do to get it to come back? He thinks it's not completely dead, but some of the leaves are brownish color. Well, you can cut the brown leaves off, not the trunk, but just the brown leaves. And just, you can cut them up and just throw them in the compost pile, but do not cut it back. It's not dead. And banana trees need to go through 2 winters before they produce fruit. So if it's been in the ground 2 years and this winter it got zapped, next winter you should have bananas. Next spring and summer it should flower for you and give you fruit next year. Banana trees, after they fruit, will always die. So this is not too bad. So just go ahead. You can cut the leaves off, but not the trunk. Leave that so that it stays dormant for a little while longer. So then Warren, he said that he has suspected nematodes, and he has Seville grass, okay, which is in the shade. Seville is a shade-tolerant St. Augustine. He has suspected nematodes, and he wants to know if he can turn over the soil several times, tilling of the soil 10 to 12 inches, allowing the soil to dry out, dehydrate, and likely kill or reduce the suspected nematodes under the St. Augustine sod. No, that's not how you do it. We do not recommend tilling sod or dirt anymore. Literally, I'm telling you, the new science is that microbial system in our soil needs to stay intact, and tilling it will kill it. All right, you don't need to do that. And the other portion is it's not going to remove the nematodes. So one, you said suspected, so you don't know if you have them or not. So what I want you to do is get a soil analysis from your local extension office. And then go ahead and you're in Lake Underhill. So go ahead Lake Underhill is Seminole County or Orange?
I think so, yeah.
Seminole County. And go ahead and get the Seminole Extension Office to send it away for a soil analysis and a nematode test to see if that is the issue. Now, nematodes like rich organic dirt. So saying that it's kind of moist, that you're saying that it needs to dry out, I'm going to tell you, I don't think you have nematodes, okay? And so because you sounds like you've got a shaded area there, and Seville grows in shade, but not too much shade. So it may be just too shady even for the Seville, and it's just dying out. Then also you asked about growing tomatoes all year round in Southwest DeLand. oh, okay, so that's where you are, in Southwest Deland, is a challenge. Well, tomatoes, regular whole tomatoes, grown tomatoes, indeterminate tomatoes, do not grow year-round. But we're lucky in Florida that we can grow them twice a year. So we start in, you know, planting seeds in February, March, transplants in March and April, and we grow the tomatoes through May, maybe the first part of June. Once temperatures get over 85 degrees, those tomatoes will not, produce, okay, fruit. They will not get, germinated. So we cut off growing whole tomatoes, larger tomatoes, in May and in June after the harvest. Then in the fall, starting in August again, we plant the seeds or plant transplants in August and September, and we grow our tomatoes the rest of the year, okay, through November, December. Now, if you want to grow tomatoes, as in the species tomatoes, all year round, then you can grow cherry tomatoes all year round practically. During the summertime, cherry tomatoes will produce, and they don't mind the hot temperatures. And then there's a species or a variety called Everglades tomatoes, the cherry tomatoes, and they produce all year round, and they taste just like candy. You just pop them in your mouth.
Oh, yes.
And they are great, and they grow all year round. So that's a really good question. So get it checked out before you think you have nematodes. Never till the soil. You can do the first couple of inches of turning it over, but there's no reason, if you've got good soil, a rich soil, to ever have to till it. And then David, I don't know where you are, David, but you had a jatropha tree that's over 2 years old, measures about 5 feet tall, is on the east side of the house. The tree has not grown. It's actually declined because of dead branches. I've been fertilizing the tree 10 times a year. You've tried bone meal and lawn starter fertilizer. It gets watered for well water used on the lawn. Do I have any suggestions? Well, I'm going to tell you after the break. I've got a hard break coming up right now, David, so you got to hang on to see about your jatropha. And then we also have, Eileen. Happy New Year, Eileen, and Mike calling in. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. When you see flashing lights, move over a lane. Or slow down 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. See lights? Move over, Florida. It's common sense, it's common courtesy, and it's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99. And add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 1374. 800-975-1374.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions Mosquito Bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito Bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We still have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. And I just want to say Happy New Year to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well,
happy New Year.
You haven't recovered from New Year's yet, have you?
No. I was up really late. This town, I'll tell you what, they shoot fireworks and then they shoot guns. So
as they should. As they should.
There you
and
go.
And they do, let me tell you. And then the night afterwards, they shot them. They shot them all week. Anyway.
So what can I help you with in the new year?
Oh, let me see. I have a holly tree. Mm-hmm. What do you think about holly trees?
I like them. I think they're wonderful. I think they look great when they have the berries on them. It just depends on, I like the Savannah and the East Palatka holly.
Okay, how can I tell the difference?
Send me a picture.
Okay, well.
Yeah, and how would you do that? Because you can't text it. So what's your email?
So my email is Teresa, teresa.watkins,
right.
At live.com.
Right, I've got that in my memory. Anyway, I cut it back because it had all these spores on them, the spores that you pick off the tree.
Yes.
So I cut it back. Bob needs to cut it back a little bit more because my loppers would not go through it.
Okay.
It has the red berries, the prickly leaves on it, but the birds go in there and they get the red berries and they eat them.
Yes, they're a very good resource.
Yes, and I'm all about the birds.
Yes,
with
you
my
are.
Bird feeders.
Uh-huh, except roosters.
I've got three in the front yard and I've got cardinals like you wouldn't believe. And I've got these little birds.
Mm-hmm. The titmouses and the wrens.
Colors.
Yep. Yeah.
And, they're all over the place. And I have to refill my bird feeders every other day.
So what is the problem with the holly then? Because it seems like it's doing what it's supposed to do.
I'm sorry?
It seems like it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Well, my neighbor came over and he said, is that a holly tree? I said, yes. He said, I hate those. I said, why? And he said, because they've got all those prickly leaves on them. I said, listen, you come over here. You tell me you hate my crepe myrtles.
Uh-huh.
You hate my holly tree.
So, I need to know, Eileen, hon, I need to know what you want. What's the problem with the holly tree? Is there any problem with it?
No. I just wanted your opinion.
I love them.
Thank you.
You're a treasure, Holly. Thank you, Eileen.
All right,
thank
Eileen,
you so
you're
much.
The best.
Bye. Let's go to Michael real quick in Melbourne. Good morning, Michael. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning. I have an happy New Year to you.
Happy
you
New Year.
First to everybody, but to you all, thank you very much. I have assorted mango and avocados. Mm-hmm. I have about 8 or 9 trees, and it's not commercial. I just do it, you know, for the neighbors, Michael.
Right.
Anyway, my trees have the leaves on almost all the trees have brown halfway up, starting at the bottom tip of the leaf, mm-hmm. up halfway to the stem. And I fertilize them 4 times a year. I water them, and I've never had this before, and I don't know what's going on.
Did it just start doing it?
It's been doing it for about 4 months or so, and I thought it would be over with. It was, you know, in the summer that I noticed it, and I thought it would, you know, summertime and
you
plenty
noticed
of rain
it in the summer. Okay, because we had that cold snap in October, and
no,
it wasn't that, so it's not cold. You know, when we have brown tips on the end of leaves, it's one of 2 things usually. Usually it's not enough water or it's too much fertilizer. Okay. And so how much fertilizer are you putting down? And are you using quick release fertilizer or slow release fertilizer?
I do exactly what you tell me. And my wife says, boy, you're doing exactly what somebody tells you. But no, I'm using slow release.
You're using slow release and
yeah.
you're following
and
the recommendation.
I do it quarterly.
Uh-huh.
Quarterly. And I use about 80 pounds overall. For I know that sounds like a lot, but for, 10 trees, it's not bad. So.
Oh, well, yeah, but it does sound bad.
That's, oh, it does?
Yeah, it does. I mean, so what are the calipers? What are the heights of your trees?
Oh, some of them are maybe 20 feet,
okay.
18 feet,
all right.
And then from 12 feet. And then I got a couple seedlings that are 3 feet. But
yeah, you don't put that much on it yet. Okay.
No, not at all.
I want you to measure the caliper of the trees. Okay, you know what the caliper
diameter.
Is? Yes.
Diameter, yeah.
Yes, you're going to come up about, I would say, you know, 2 feet, 3 feet up off the ground, and you're going to measure that the diameter, and I want you to put down 1 pound per inch.
1 pound per inch.
Okay. Now, or follow the label instructions. Send me the label instructions, and I'd also like to see the trees, too, as well, to make sure that it is a fertilizer burn. But I definitely think you could be, if you're not over-fertilizing, it may not be getting enough water. So what
must be water.
Okay. So if I want you to water the heck out of the trees 2 to 3 days before you fertilize so that they're hydrated, okay? And that hydration, they'll be able to handle the salt intake. Okay.
Y'all are wonderful. Take another call, and thank you. Or you could stay an extra hour.
No, thank you so much, Michael. I can appreciate it. Water them well before you fertilize it, and that should do the trick. All right? Thank you so much. John, dirty word of the day. Yes, let's hear John Denver real quick. We had to start the year off right.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
The dirty word of the day is dormancy. That's dormancy, a state of reduced activity that enables plants to survive conditions of cold, drought, or other stress. This is the restive or non-vegetative term applied to buds also as part or other parts of a plant in winter. Dormant foliage discolors, turning yellow and brown, and eventually drops, as in the oak leaf hydrangea and the crepe myrtle. A dormant sycamore leaves often remain on trees for weeks or months. Under drought conditions, leaves may turn brown or yellow and drop sooner. No control is necessary, as foliage discoloration and drop is part of the natural, normal dormancy process. Dormancy can also be defined as a temporary inability of a viable seed to germinate under favorable environmental conditions. This is a perfect time. We are seeing dormant plants everywhere. There's no need to freak out about it or stress out. Don't cut it back. We're going to get a couple more freezes before the March 15th, and they'll be just fine. Just hang in there. So that is the dirty word of the day, dormancy. Let's go to our text messages. John in Kissimmee, he says, my yard long beans fizzled out 1 month ago, but they always get bugs that cover the beans and stems. What kind of bugs are these, and what can I do about this problem for this year? I don't know what kind they are because I don't see them.
This is true.
So if you can describe them to me or send me an email with a picture, that will be great, and I'll be able to tell you what to do. But the key secret to growing beans and not getting a pest problem is to start them early in the springtime, get them growing before the summer heat and the stress happens, and they will be just fine. Tallahassee, do we need to cut back the frost zap vines on our climbing jasmine? Not right now. Don't do anything until we're through with winter, about the the end of February. I want to thank Dana Venrick, owner of the best native tree nursery in Central Florida, Quality Green Specialist, and to Jeff Hughes and Madeline Hooper, the stars of the hit PBS show Garden Fit, for helping us garden with healthier and pain-free bodies. Lizzie, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We just have the greatest audience.
We do, and I want to thank our listeners. You guys did an amazing job, as always.
There you go. So Happy New Year, everyone, from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray. You can see their products on summitresponsiblesolutions.com, summitresponsiblesolutions.com. And then also, too, if you texted me and I did not get it today because we've got so many, mm-hmm. and you're all waking up right now, and you can hear the show, a recording of it, you can go to audioboom.com, iHeartRadio.com, and also betterlawns.com, and you can hear the show, download it there. But I'll get to your text messages and garden questions next week. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.